The reading lessons which accompany Pimsleur's Modern Standard Arabic follow. In these lessons, you'll be reading Standard Arabic, which is the written system used throughout the Arab world. There are 31 letters in the Arabic alphabet, plus 5 diacritical marks. Arabic is written cursively, with letters connected to one another, and letters often change shape depending on their position in the word. An Arabic alphabet chart with the different forms of each letter is included in the beginning of your reading booklet. You should find learning to read Arabic fairly easy because Arabic letters generally represent only one sound, which is not true in English. There are, however, some sounds in Arabic which do not exist in English. And Arabic is read from right to left. While this may seem a little difficult at first, you will get used to it quickly. We'll slowly build up the number of letters you can recognize and words you can read aloud. Many combinations of letters in the early units are meaningless and are intended only for demonstrating the combinations of sounds. To begin the reading practice, you will need your reading booklet. Open your reading booklet to Reading Lesson 1. Look at number 1. This vertical stroke is the Arabic letter Alif. This letter is usually pronounced like the A in the English word dad. Listen and repeat.
Ah. Ah.
Look at number 2. This is a syllable starting with the Arabic letter
dal,
which has a sound similar to that of the English letter D. Listen and repeat.
Da.
Try to read number 3. It is a combination of the letters you have just learned. Remember to read aloud.
Dad.
Listen and repeat number 4, which is made up of 2 syllables. The stress is on the first syllable.
Dada. Dada.
Look at number 5, which starts with the Arabic letter
Dal.
Its sound resembles the TH in the word the. Listen and repeat.
Tha. Tha.
In number 6, this letter occurs at the end of the word. Listen and repeat.
Dav.
Read number 7.
Dad.
Read 8.
Dada.
Now read 9.
Dada.
Try number 10.
Dada.
Look at number 11. This letter combination starts with the Arabic letter representing a trilled R, which is quite different from the American R. Its Arabic name is
Ra.
It's similar in appearance to the D, except it's lower and more curvy. Listen and repeat aloud.
Ra.
Notice that the alif before or after certain letters, such as the R, sounds like the ah in the English words calm or father. Try to read number 12. Remember to roll the R.
Dar.
Read number 13, which contains the same letters, but in reverse order.
Rad.
Now try to read number 14.
Rad.
Number 15 is made up of 2 syllables. The alif will make the shorter A sound in the first syllable. Try to read number 15.
Dara.
The syllables in number 16 are the same as those in number 15, but they are reversed. Try to read number 16.
Rada.
Try to read number 17.
Radar.
Look at number 18. It starts with the Arabic letter
Zay,
which has a sound like the English letter Z. Note that its shape is similar to the Arabic R, but it has a dot added on top. Listen and repeat.
Za.
Try to read number 19. Remember, the A will change before the R.
Zar.
Number 20.
Zad.
This is the end of reading lesson 1. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 2. Look at number 1 and read it aloud.
Zada.
Read number 2.
Zadar.
Look at word number 3. The middle letter is the Arabic letter
Wow.
In the middle and at the end of words, it sounds like ooh. Listen and repeat.
Zood.
Try number 4.
Rado.
Read word number 5.
Rood.
Now read word number 6.
Rose.
Try number 7.
Do.
Look at number 8. It ends in the Arabic letter
ba,
which has a sound like an English B. Note the dot below, which is part of the letter. Try to read number 8.
Dub.
Try number 9.
Dab.
All of the letters you have learned until now have been shown in their independent form. Letters in Arabic may change their form according to their position in a word, and some letters connect to an adjacent letter, while others do not. Look at number 10. It begins with the Arabic letter
ba,
which you learned in number 8. Notice that in number 10, it changes shape, and it connects to the next letter, the aleph. So number 10 is composed of 3 letters. Try to read number 10.
Bad.
Note the letter aleph is a one-way connector only, and never connects to a letter following it. Now look at number 11. Again, the first 2 letters are connected, while the last letter is in its independent form. Read 11.
Bar.
Try to read number 12, which has the
wow
in the middle, connected to the first letter.
Bud.
Read number 13.
Badu.
Number 14 has the same letters as number 13, but in a different order. Notice that the first 2 letters are non-connectors, and that the B is in initial position, at the beginning of the second syllable. Read number 14.
Dabu.
Number 15.
Zur.
Number 16.
Rob.
Number 17.
Zora.
Number 18.
Bur.
Number 19.
Dur.
Number 20.
Baz.
This is the end of reading lesson 2. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 3. Look at number 1 and read it aloud.
Dora.
Number 2.
Zor. Zor.
Number 3.
Zarad.
Read number 4, which shows the B in both its initial and its final independent state. Note that the first 2 letters are connected.
Bab.
Read number 5.
Zado.
Look at number 6, which is a 2-letter syllable ending in the vowel
ya,
which makes an E sound. Notice the 2 dots at the bottom. Try to read number 6.
D.
Notice that in number 6, the
ya
is in its independent form. Now look at number 7. The
ya
takes on another form when it is either written at the beginning of a word or when it connects to a letter following it, as shown here. The 2 dots, however, are retained. Try to read number 7.
Deed.
Now read word 8.
Ri.
Look at number 9. This word consists of 4 letters that you know. The last letter appears in its final form. Read number 9.
Dabby.
Try number 10.
Deep.
Now try number 11. Note that here, the
yeah
is in its medial position and connected to the letters that precede and follow it.
Beer.
Look at word number 12. When the
yeah
is in initial position, it functions as a consonant and sounds like the beginning of the English word yes. Try to read number 12.
Yet.
Read number 13.
Baddy.
Number 14.
Rudy.
Number 15.
Ruby.
Number 16.
Piro.
Number 17.
Yara.
Number 18.
Babby.
Number 19.
Duri.
Number 20.
Zoda.
This is the end of reading lesson 3. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 4. Look at word number 1 and read it aloud.
Zubi. Zubi.
Number 2. Be careful of the third letter.
Razi.
Number 3.
Booz.
Number 4.
Daddy.
Try to read number 5. Note that the sound of the vowels resembles the middle of the word father.
Baba.
Number 6 ends in a new letter. Its Arabic name is
Ta,
and it sounds like the T in Ted. Notice that this letter has the same shape as the Arabic B, but the T has 2 dots above it, and the B has 1 dot below it. Try to read number 6.
Bat.
In number 6, the letter T is in its independent state. Now look at number 7, which shows the same letter in both initial and independent position. Note the placement of the 2 dots. Try to read number 7.
Toot.
As in English, Arabic vowels have both longer and shorter pronunciations. The shortened vowel counterparts are generally not written in Arabic. When they are, for beginning readers, they are written as diacritical marks above or below a consonant. Look at number 8. Notice the short stroke placed above the first letter. This diacritical mark is called a
fatha,
and it indicates a shorter A sound. The vowel sound is spoken after the letter it appears above. Listen and repeat. Number 8.
Barid. Barid.
In number 9, the letter B at the end is in the final position and connected to the preceding letter. Try to read number 9.
Rabib.
Look at number 10, which ends with a new letter. Its Arabic name is
Tha,
and it's pronounced like the TH in the word thin. Note that this letter resembles the T, except that it has 3 dots, creating a pyramid shape above it. Listen and repeat.
Roth.
Look at number 11, which contains this new letter in its initial position. Notice also the short stroke below the B in the middle. This is another diacritical mark, which is called a
kasra,
and it indicates a shortened I sound, like the I in bit. Listen and repeat. Number 11.
Thabit.
Try number 12.
Thareed. Thareed.
Number 13 starts with a ya and shows the letter
tha
in medial position. Read number 13.
Yathub.
Read number 14.
Dari.
Number 15.
Zabib.
Number 16.
Thor.
Number 17.
Thuri.
Number 18.
Duri.
Number 19.
Thab.
Number 20.
Thar.
This is the end of reading lesson 4. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 5. Look at number 1 and read it aloud.
Tur.
Number 2.
Rath.
Number 3.
Tab.
Number 4 ends in a new letter. Its Arabic name is
Lam,
and it represents the Arabic sound L. Listen and repeat.
Zal.
Notice that in number 4, the Arabic L is in its independent state. Now look at number 5, where it is connected to the preceding letter. Try to read number 5.
Beel.
Look at number 6. It begins with a lam. Notice that the lam, unlike the aleph, connects to the letter following it. Try to read number 6.
Ludi.
Now look at number 7, which is a combination of the lam and aleph letters. In this combination, the letters have a totally new form. Listen and repeat number 7.
La.
In number 8, the lam and aleph are in the middle of the word. Try to read number 8.
Bilal.
Read number 9.
Labib.
Read number 10, which contains the lam twice. Notice the mark for the short vowel.
Dalil.
In number 11, the L is in the medial position, where it is connected to the preceding and following letters. Read number 11.
Balid.
Read number 12.
Balad.
Now read number 13. Notice the vowel sound marked at the bottom and the letter combination in the middle.
Bilad.
Look at number 14. It begins with a new letter. Its Arabic name is
Noon,
and it sounds like an English N. Notice that it has one dot above it. Also, notice the
Kasra.
Read number 14.
Nader.
Try to read number 15. Notice the
Kasra
below the R.
Barit.
Read number 16. The letter N is in final position. Try to read number 16.
Bedin.
Look at number 17. The second letter is the B in its medial form, followed by an N. Read number 17.
Leban. Leban.
Number 18.
Narid.
Number 19.
Noor.
In number 20, you'll see the N in its medial form. Read number 20.
Rani.
This is the end of reading lesson 5. Open your reading booklet To reading lesson 6. Look at number 1 and read it aloud.
Lisa.
Number 2.
Ludi.
Try to read number 3. Notice this word begins with the lam aleph combination.
Lara.
Number 4.
Ladiv.
In number 5, you'll see the letter N at the end in its independent form. Try to read number 5.
Buran.
Number 6.
Bintan.
Read 7.
Tilal.
Look at number 8, which begins with the letter waw. At the beginning of a word, this letter functions as a consonant and makes a W sound. Listen and repeat number 8.
Walid.
Look at number 9. Notice the difference between the first and last letters. The end letter is slightly longer and is more curved. Try to read number 9.
Nabid.
Read number 10.
Benun.
Number 11.
Nadi.
Try to read number 12.
Nabi.
Look at number 13. Notice the small circle above the middle letter. This small circle is called a
sukun,
and it indicates the absence of a vowel. Listen and repeat.
Bint. Bint.
In Arabic, usually two vowels or two consonants cannot be consecutive. The
sukun
is used to indicate an exception to the rule. Read number 14.
Nabil.
Read number 15.
Banat.
In number 16, the second letter, ya, doubles as a vowel or a consonant. Here it functions as a consonant because it is preceded by the vowel sound represented by the fatha. Listen and repeat.
Bayan. Bayan.
Notice that the fatha ya combination makes an a sound. Read number 17.
Nar.
Number 18.
Barid.
Read number 19. Here the second letter functions as a consonant.
Nawal.
Number 20. Note that the first letter is one that is always independent and never connected with the following letter.
Dheeb.
This is the end of reading lesson 6. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 7. Read number 1. Remember, two vowels cannot be written together.
Wadi.
Read number 2.
Bari.
In number 3, the tiny circular mark tells us the letter below it, the ya, is a consonant. Remember, the fatha ya combination makes an a sound. Try to read number 3.
Bain.
Read number 4.
Bait. Bait.
Try number 5.
Walad.
Read number 6.
Teen.
Look at number 7. Above the aleph is a new symbol called a
hamza.
This creates what is called a glottal stop. Here it is followed by the shortened A vowel sound. Listen carefully to the speaker and repeat.
Abi. Abi.
Now try to read number 8.
Adib.
Number 9.
Ab.
Number 10.
Adab.
In number 11, the Hamza is placed below the letter Alif. This creates a glottal stop, followed by a shortened I vowel sound. Notice also the sukun. Listen and repeat.
Ibni. Ibni.
Number 12.
Ida.
Number 13 ends with the same glottal letter. It takes this shape in final position after a vowel and simply indicates an abrupt stop. Listen carefully and repeat.
Ra. Ra.
Now read number 14.
Dawa.
Number 15.
Bara.
Number 16.
Ta.
Number 17.
Nabat.
Number 18.
Tartil.
Number 19.
Adib.
Number 20.
Yaban.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 7. Open your reading booklet to Reading Lesson 8. Read number 1.
Anna.
Number 2.
In.
Number 3.
Da.
Number 4.
Nawal.
Look at number 5. Above the first letter is a small mark called a
Dhamma,
which makes a U sound. Notice also the Hamza above the Waw. When a Hamza is in medial position, the letter below it is a carrier and is silent. Listen and repeat.
Bu'ri. Bu'ri.
Now try number 6.
Nu'di.
Number 7 begins with a new letter. Its Arabic name is
Fa,
and it sounds like the English F. Note that it has one dot above it. Try to read number 7.
Fi. Fi.
Now try number 8.
Fan.
In number 9, the Fa is in its medial position. Read number 9.
Nafir.
In number 10, the Fa is in final position. Try it.
Reef.
Look at number 11. The Fatha at the end of the word is pronounced, so the word will end with a vowel sound. Try to read number 11.
Anta.
Now look at number 12, which ends with a new letter called
Qaf
in Arabic. This letter represents a sound which does not exist in English, but which somewhat resembles the beginning of the word calm. However, it's pronounced deeper in the back of the throat and released with a click. Notice that it has two dots on top. Listen carefully and repeat after the speaker.
Barq. Barq.
In number 12, the
Qaf
was in its independent form. Number 13 ends with the same letter in its final connected form. Try to read number 13.
Bariq. Bariq.
In number 14, this letter is in initial position. Try to read number 14.
Qarib.
Now try to read number 15, which has the same letter in medial position.
Yaqeen.
Read number 16.
Raqi.
Number 17.
Raf.
Number 18.
Farid.
Read number 19.
Qarar.
Read number 20, which has the L in both the medial and final positions.
قليل.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 8. Open your reading booklet to Reading Lesson 9. Read number 1.
نقود.
Listen and repeat number 2.
أين. أين.
Number 3.
لن.
Number 4.
فيل.
Number 5.
ثقيل.
Number 6.
فريق.
Number 7 is the same as number 6, except that it is preceded by the article
أل,
which becomes part of the word. Try to read number 7.
الفريق.
Read number 8.
نيل.
Look at number 9, which adds the definite article to the word in number 8. However, because word number 8 starts with the letter N, the L of the article becomes silent, and the N sound is doubled. Listen and repeat.
النيل. النيل.
Number 10 ends in a new letter, which is called
ضاد
in Arabic. The sound of this letter has no precise equivalent in English, but somewhat resembles the beginning of the word dull, and sometimes sounds like an L-D combination, and sometimes sounds like a B. Notice the dot above it. Listen and repeat.
Ard. Ard.
Number 11 shows this letter in initial position, where its final rounded shape flattens out. It retains the dot above it. Listen and repeat number 11.
Darir. Darir.
In number 12, the same letter is in medial position. Try to read number 12.
Nadir.
Try to read number 13.
Abyad.
Now read number 14.
Qadir.
Number 15.
Nudir.
Listen and repeat. Number 16.
Qard. Qard.
Number 17.
Riyal.
Number 18.
Bard.
Try to read number 19. Notice the kasra below the R.
Barit.
Number 20.
Dinar.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 9. Open your reading booklet to Reading Lesson 10. Look at word number 1 and read it aloud.
Thady.
Number 2.
Ladood.
Number 3.
Aradi. Aradi.
Look at number 4, which ends in a new letter. Its Arabic name is
Seen,
and it sounds like the end of the English word pass. Try to read number 4.
Talbis. Talbis.
Number 5 begins with this letter. Note that in initial position, the curved shape at the end of the letter flattens.
Sarir.
Number 6.
Sari.
Number 7.
Suri.
In number 8, the seen is in medial position.
Nasab.
Number 9.
Nasib.
Number 10.
Safar.
Number 11.
Safir.
Number 12 begins with a new letter. Its Arabic name is
Sheen,
and it has a sound like the beginning of the word shoe. It has the same shape as the seen, but with three dots forming a triangle above it. Try to read number 12.
Sharif.
Read number 13, which begins with this new letter. Note that, as with the S, the curved shape at the end of the letter flattens.
Shafaq.
Number 14.
Shafiq.
In number 15, the sheen is in medial position. Read number 15.
Bashar.
Read number 16. The sheen is in final position.
Rish.
Number 17.
Rusi.
Number 18.
Nashr.
Number 19.
Fas.
Look at number 20. Notice the hamza and sukun in this word. Try to read number 20.
Alf. Alf.
This is the end of reading lesson 10.